Okay, so this morning I was reading a little bit more of my past blog that I had on WordPress, and one of the entries was back from August of 2019, and it's titled, I guess you would say, Early Birdie, and I was kind of just reading over it. Let me just, made me feel kind of like, geez, I need to get back to this place, because this morning I slept in way longer than I intended to. Dakota has been going to work super early here lately. He has a new schedule, and so he has been going to work while I'm still in bed. And I've just been telling myself, okay, you got to get up earlier. That way you feel at least better about yourself, feel more accomplished. So anyway, today, again, I slept in later than I wanted to, which is kind of like a jumping board, so to speak, for feeling bad about yourself first thing in the morning, which is not a good thing. And I'm not saying that when I wake up early, I'm going to be just like automatically positive, but I do know that when I have woken up earlier, I have felt better about myself, and I have been actually more accomplished and successful during the day because I wake up in this like, oh yeah, I did it. I pushed myself out of my comfy covers. Anyway, so I kind of wanted to read this blog that I did a couple years ago. Well, yeah, a couple years ago. Anyway, I have the cats in here with me. So if you hear some clanking around, that would be our precious three kitties who wanted to follow me into this room. Anyway, so like I said, it's titled Early Birdie. Okay, so anyway, it goes, I have found that I like early mornings. Again, this is a couple years ago. It's the equivalent to a blank piece of paper in front of a writer or a white canvas in front of a painter. There is just so much raw, innocent potential in an early morning. I have seemed more effective in my studies, my workouts felt more accomplishing and energizing, and my focus appeared to be genuinely more alert when I woke up early. When I wake up later in the mornings or when I sleep in, I have a greater chance of being negatively judgmental upon myself the rest of the day. The small thing of sleeping longer in the mornings can result in a bad vibe throughout the morning's instant moments, and then it carries on throughout the day. I usually like to see how much my body can handle when I work out and when I do my stay-at-home job. I like to push myself, so I am going to start pushing myself in being somewhat of an early birdie. And that was the end of the blog. Anyway, I read that this morning. I was just like, oh my gosh, I just went through this morning. And so I think that if I tell you guys, my listeners on this podcast, that I am going to start doing what I told myself I was going to do and get up earlier, get up when Dakota gets up in the mornings, that way we can spend morning time together like we used to before his new early schedule started, and that way I have a jump start on positive vibes about myself. And like I said, not saying that sleeping in is always going to make me feel bad about myself, and not that getting up early is always going to make me feel good about myself. I just know that it's like, it has the great potential to help me be positive, stay positive, and have very great accomplishments throughout the day. And I do have to say that, this is kind of like a side point. I do have to say that now that I think this is like my fourth podcast. I don't remember. I'll have to get on there and look. Anyway, I do feel like although I still ramble and stutter over my words or tumble over my words or get tongue-tied, like I said, I do feel like I am speaking a little bit better, and I do feel like I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with speaking. So I think that's kind of cool in the fact that I do, at least in my brain and in my soul, I feel like I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. Like I said, I still am a little shaky, even like right now, and I don't know if you can tell it in my voice or not, but I'm kind of like, oh, I'm talking out loud to people that I don't necessarily know, and I hope they get me, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I hope that what I said today helps you as well, because I know, I'll just be honest with you, I'm over 30, so I do notice the difference between when I was a teenager, and when I was in my 20s, and now that I'm over 30, I'm just like, there is a difference in physical changes to where I do feel like I need to push myself more. Like, okay, it's definitely grow up time. Like, take control of your mind, take control of your body, and work. Like, work towards your goals, work towards your accomplishments. And so I think that a minor thing like getting up every morning and could help me push myself to further my more positive goals, positive accomplishments. And like I said, even when I was reading my blog, I am a stay-at-home mom. I have a full-time job. I get to work at home, which is I'm one of the very lucky ones that gets to stay at home all the time, and I absolutely love it. Cause like I said before, we homeschool our kids. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I think I did. Anyway, we are resellers. We have we do have a YouTube channel, but that's not what I was going to say. We have eBay stores, two eBay stores that we are constantly adding inventory to. And we're making, that's a good job. And that actually we want that to be our full-time job. As we get bigger and bigger and we get more flowing of inventory and selling more and having more of a customer base that way. And like I said, we recently started a YouTube channel back in November 2020, and I think we have 17 videos on there now, maybe more when this gets published, I'm not sure, just because we want to make as many videos as we can to get as many views as we can, because our goal is to show people our passion in the things that we do. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we have things that we like to do. We like to be, our main goal is to be resellers, because we love going thrifting. We love going yard selling. We love going to flea markets. We love all of the different unique treasures that you can find in all of those different areas. And then we like to, some of the things we like to repurpose or flip or restore. And then other things we like to just turn around and resell them. That's pretty much our main passion right now in our life, is doing that sort of stuff. And so we made a YouTube channel because we like to spread, and we believe in spreading joy and positivity throughout the entire world. And so we kind of just put ourselves out there. We've been talking about having a YouTube channel for quite a while, and we just were waiting for the right time, waiting for our kids to get older, waiting for nicer equipment, nicer cameras, nice a microphone or whatever. But I do have to say that we just ended up jumping in, and yes, right at first, and even now, we're still learning how to edit our videos and stuff, but we kind of just came to a place if we're going to wait for the perfect time, we will never do it. And so, that being said, also with this podcast, I got turned on, to podcast by, I don't know if you know her or whatever, Taylor Woods. She has a podcast also. I think it's, Twisty Pod or Don't Get This Twisted, something like that. Anyway, I've been listening to her, and she kind of said, she's very inspiring, first of all, and I know she's younger than me, but she can still inspire me. Don't let age fool you. Anyway, she was talking about it too, about don't wait for the best equipment or whatever. And with YouTube, we had already started our YouTube channel, and then I heard her say that if you wanted some showy cinematic YouTube video or YouTube people that you're watching, then you should just go look at Netflix, because YouTube is all about what you see in everyday life, people using their cameras, showing off what they're doing. And so coming back to this podcast, that's exactly why I was just I'm definitely gonna start a podcast, even if I only have one listener. That might be my husband. I want to start a podcast. I want to start speaking better. Yes, to practice for our YouTube so that our YouTube looks better, but also because I feel and Dakota agrees, no, he's not here right now to be yeah, I agree, but anyway, I do have a lot of insight, and I mean, I guess that's how you say it. I have a lot of insight, I have a lot of positive things to say, I have a lot of things that I could help people with, I'm going to probably get an email address just for this podcast, and I may even get an Instagram account for this podcast, just in case like anybody has questions that you want to ask me. Like, I am not a therapist. I am not in any profession like that at all. I just know that I could be like a third party of an outside, like outside of a situation. I could be a third party to help see both sides, or whatever you want to call it. Like, for instance, like definitely with my families, but I did it with my friends, back in school or whatever, that, like my sisters, they'll ask me questions, personally or whatever. They'll ask me questions and be like, oh, I'm having such a hard time. And so I feel very like, I'm like, I feel like I could help them. And so I tell them, I mean, I help them, I talk to them, I show them things, I help them, you know, because when you're inside yourself, you kind of need somebody else to like talk back and forth to. Anyway, with this podcast, I was just kind of like, I'm going to start talking so I can talk better. I can help people like my sisters more. I can help anybody that asks me any questions. I can help my friends. I can help, shoot, if there's a question on, I don't even know, Facebook, that somebody's just like, oh, I need help on one of the groups of Facebook, I can be like, oh man, I have insight for this, I want to help you. And so like, just so that I can talk better. And I think like right now, but I did warn you guys, right now I feel like I'm rambling, so I'm hoping I'm getting my point across. So like I said, I warned you, I ramble, sometimes I get tongue twisted, but this is the thing, this is my goal, is to just practice talking so that I talk better. Anyway, I'm going to get Instagram for this and an email so that you guys can email me questions. And I'm not saying that I will answer every one of them, especially if they're like too personal or if I have no idea. I'm not going to lie. I could even email you back and be like, ooh, dang, I have no idea in this situation. But anyway, I do feel like I have a lot of good things to say. And even if I don't get like any questions or whatever, I'm still going to be like talking, because I do feel like I have a lot of positive vibes that I would like to spread forth through the universe, whether it's on YouTube or on this podcast. And this podcast is played through many different, what you call them? Platforms. So it's played on Spotify, it's played on Apple Podcasts, I believe it is. Podcasts, Apple. I think it comes on your phone, if you have an Apple. It also goes on Breaker, on Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. I don't know any of those podcasts. I just know that I'm using the app called Anchor, and it lets me know where it's been released. So the latest release, my podcast is on Breaker, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. Anyway, another side point while I have you here is on Apple Podcasts, you can actually go and give me a 5-star review. That would be awesome. So anyway, all that just to let you guys know that I appreciate your support so much. I appreciate you letting me rattle your ear bones, and I guess give me some feedback. Give me some, even if it's constructive criticism, please be nice. Please be nice. But I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to see what you have to say, or if you have any questions for me. Like I said in one of the earlier, I think maybe even the first and second podcast, I don't remember. Told you I was going to try and interview the kids with any just random questions or whatever. I mean, this is random threads, so you're kind of just going to get some random ramblings, I guess, random threads here and there. And one of my goals is to have the kids come on here and shoot, maybe even Dakota once in a while, or even, I don't even know, maybe interview my sisters or something like that. I don't even know. I think I just want this to be fun, and I want it to be a positive experience for me to grow in lots of different areas, I guess. Definitely with like public speaking, not that I'm gonna run for like any sort of office, but I do feel like if you can speak right, then you can get your point across a little bit more better, if any of that makes sense. Thank you again for listening, and please stay tuned for more. I don't necessarily have any, like, I don't have a schedule yet, which I'll try to work one out on when I'm gonna be releasing podcasts, and we And we probably will be getting a schedule on when we will be having YouTube, just so that we're a little bit more consistent on when we're releasing some of our stuff. That way our listeners and our watchers and our subscribers and stuff like that, they know when we will be, they'll know when that they can listen to us or watch us or whatever. Here I am rambling on, and I want to thank you again for listening to me. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day.